TV is zooming in on the challenges facing young black athletes.
This feeling you have right now, that fire, use it. Carry it with you to practice, your next game. Do something about it.
That's a clip from Swagger on Apple TV+. It's a drama loosely based on the life of NBA superstar Kevin Durant. It follows a prodigy as he ascends through youth basketball. Netflix's Colin in Black and White tells a similar story, and it's not just inspired by former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick. Kaepernick himself comments throughout. Both new shows are streaming now. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans joins us to talk about them. Hey, Eric.
Hey.
Let's start with Colin in Black and White. Kaepernick has been a polarizing figure ever since he first knelt during the national anthem to protest violence against black people back in 2016. And 5 years later, his show is also prompting strong reactions. The opening minutes feature a comparison between the NFL draft and 19th century slave auctions. Here's Kaepernick.
Before they put you on the field, teams poke, prod, and examine you, searching for any defect that might affect your performance. No boundary respected. No dignity left intact.
Eric, is Colin in Black and White likely to make any of Kaepernick's critics reconsider their feelings about him?
I don't know. I mean, I would hope that if people watch this with an open mind, what comes through is the roots of the rebellious spirit that led him to stand up the way that he did. What we see in Colin in Black and White is a young biracial kid who's being raised by a white couple, and a lot is expected of him. And you get a sense of the kind of determination that showed itself when he decided to kneel during the national anthem and continue to do so even after people criticized him.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that drives the interest in this series, right, is that Kaepernick is one of those people who's very famous, but I think maybe poorly understood. He actually doesn't speak publicly all that often, but here's a chance for him to reveal something about himself. What else do we learn about his personal experiences growing up? It seems really formative in his life.
Yeah, well, the show does a couple of things. Number one, you get to see what he went through as an athlete. And he's also shown reaching towards his identity as a black man, trying to figure out what that means. And so when he was young, he decided he wanted to get his hair braided in cornrows. And he and his parents got into a conflict about it. And so we've got a clip. Let's check this out.
From now on, we want you to get your hair done by professionals. No more of this going rogue business. You don't just go to someone's house. They probably don't even have a license.
Let me add, I think we should just get your hair cut low. That way you won't even have to think about it. I mean, one of the reasons Michael Jordan accomplished so much is because he's bald. I bet you could get to Supercuts tonight if you hurry.
That's a terrific idea.
And so what's interesting about this exchange is that they're clueless about the idea that it's more than him wanting a hairstyle. He's reaching towards an identity.
And I'm thinking, too, about how the series arrives on the heels of conversations prompted last year when Amy Coney Barrett was nominated to the Supreme Court about white parents adopting children of color. But, Eric, before we let you go, I want to turn to Swagger as well, the show that's loosely based on Kevin Durant's life. Tell us more about that one. How does it depict young black athletes?
So Swagger is about this 14-year-old basketball phenom who's getting all kinds of notice already. And so it opens with we see how he has to train and how his mom is with him every step of the way. And we have a little clip.
Push-ups.
I'm too tired. Tired
can beat you or you can be tired. You're the number one player in the area code. What do you think the haters want my baby to be? Tired.
I mean, you really get a sense of all the pressures that face a young phenom in the sport and how that can be special because, you know, he's coming from a family that doesn't have a lot of money, and it's him and his mom and his sister, and you know, it's important that he makes the right choices so that the whole family can succeed as well. So you really get a good sense of all those issues in Swagger.
And we know how true to life those early pressures can be because, of course, the real-life Kevin Durant was playing in the NBA as a teenager, the number two pick in the draft after just 1 year at Texas. Eric, what do you think it says in this moment that Hollywood is doing these projects at the same time? I mean, do you think producers and audiences, for that matter, have a true interest in adding nuance to the stories we tell about black sports heroes? Or is there a certain cynicism in you that says, yeah, they're just capitalizing on a moment right now?
No. Actually, what is happening is that people are taking control of their own stories. Colin Kaepernick created Colin in Black and White, and Kevin Durant's production company was involved in creating Swagger. You can tell that they have that authenticity that comes from the sensibilities of people who have lived that life, and they've seen other stories fall short, and they're making sure that their stories don't fall short in similar ways.
Sort of the next development in a trend we've been seeing for several years, athletes bypassing the media filter on social media, speaking directly to their fans, and here they are putting together these series on TV. That's NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans. Thanks as always, Eric.
Thanks for having me.